This episode of the Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by PayMaya. Don't pay cash, pay Maya. Kasi every payment through PayMaya may balik. May balik na convenience, may balik na rebates and discounts, at higit sa lahat, may good karma pa rin sa PayMaya. San ka pa nakakita ng payment app na bawat bayad mo may isinusukli sa'yo? Sa PayMaya, mas malayo talaga ang malilipad ng pera mo. Now, you can get your balik bayad through us here on the Wrestling Podcast through our unique promo code of the week, WrestlePM. Again, that is WrestlePM. WrestlePM. And for the month of March, you can scan to get random balik bayad of 1%, 10%, or 100%. And you also get double balik bayad every weekend, yes, even in the quarantine era. And you can pay a bill every Saturday and Sunday and get 100 pesos per unique biller for up to 3 billers throughout the month of March. You can check out all the other promos over at paymaya.com/deals. Do it and do it now.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Hey, this is TJP, the Phil-Am Flash, and you are listening to Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camos on the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stancy, Romaran, Raf Camus, and Chino Liao all checking in on you in the enhanced community quarantine era.
That is the worst stable name I've ever heard.
All right. It's the ECQ era. All right, let's check in with everybody. I'm going to start first. I am recording from my room, so we're doing this, I guess, as recently as 3 years ago. Parang, di ba yun yung ginagawa natin? We would just call in to one another when we had like a guest from out of town. But yeah, I'm recording from my room. It's pretty quiet outside. I've just got the electric fan behind me. I just woke up like 30 minutes ago, so I'm kind of on a caffeine high. Let's check in with everyone. How are you, Ro? How are you?
Okay, I'm good. So I'm recording live from the south. I'm in my living room. So if you hear anything, any ambient animal noises, I'm sorry, but I'm doing my best to mute and unmute as diligently as I can. So yeah, let's have a good one, y'all.
How about Camus? Where's Camus?
Camus is in the balay, in the den where we used to record with no animals right now. They're outside. Yeah, dude, this quarantine sucks balls. This
and Chino.
So much else.
I am in my father's room, father's office, sort of. Tapos, oh shit, ang lakas pala ng heavy breathing ko, no?
Yeah, no
Sorry. I'm looking at the soundbar right now, and there are micro picks. Yeah, there are things that are popping out, and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, that's because
this is a real thinker,
loudly,
guys.
And your mic is also picking up really loudly. That's kind of how this is
a thinker, guys. This is a thinker.
So we're recording remotely right now, thanks to our friends from Podcast Network Asia who are making mobile recording possible. Shout out to Babyface producer Ryan, who's actually on the call as well. I don't know if you want to say hi, Ryan.
Hello, hi. I'm here. Yes.
Yeah, there. So that's Babyface producer Ryan keeping us in check. Also making sure that we actually have content to create. And, you know, in the enhanced community quarantine era, I think content like ours is actually more relevant than ever. I mean, like when you think about it, with podcasts, vlogs.
Yeah, no. Diba sabi nga ni Boss Ron, podcasts are actually a great way to pass time in this enhanced community quarantine era.
Yeah, the question is, how many more motherfuckers are going to start a podcast? Kasi sobrang bored nila.
No. Let them start their own podcast, and then when life goes back to normal, let natural selection do its thing.
we're in this ECQ era. Let me say that na lang, but it's a little bit easier on the tongue, right? And we're coming off of several days worth of announcements that should have been emails or memos, pero naging full-blown press conferences that have lasted hours. It's a really big headache. And I think for you, the listeners, you're not the only ones that nag-iinuman na. Meaning inuman with friends over Hangouts and Zoom and whatever, right? Just because all of this has been such a headache to deal with.
this thing that's happening, this calamity that's happening, is showing us that a lot of meetings can really just be emails. And I totally agree.
No, my biggest problem here is that it's really all a mess how everything's being implemented, how everything's being executed. And then you still have these DDS motherfuckers who still think that it's okay to place their trust on the government when the government clearly is still scrambling on what to do because they don't know what to do. They were caught with their pants down. I mean, you know, Duterte himself was, we have the receipts of him saying that coronavirus wasn't anything to worry about. And then here you have it now. He doesn't know what to do. He's implementing the general quarantine and he's implementing a new quarantine and nobody knows what to do. No government department, no government agencies really prepared for it. They're all leaving it to the private sector, and it's all a mess. But everyone is having a hard time just because of this.
Kamus, your thoughts on this one? Because I haven't heard from you all weekend.
I'm doing okay, but then in reality, I was handling a couple of situations like for work, because I do work for an international organization that does these things abroad. Like, we have events, we have cancellations of things. So I've been working on that for the past, I don't know how many, 3 weeks now. 3 weeks, it's been wave after wave of figuring out how to work around quarantines, travel restrictions. So, ayan, medyo magulo, but apart from that, you know, life could be so much worse.
Yeah, life could be so much better right now, kind of like Kamus is, how Kamus is sounding right now. Unfortunately, he's sounding a lot more like C3PO than actual Kamus, which is not good when you're recording some shit. I just want to say to all the people who are comfortable, to all the people who are rich out there, please do not add to the problem. Like, please stop hoarding, please stop panic buying, and please stop telling people.
Yeah, James Deacon.
Yeah, please stop telling people to shut up and obey just because you're all fucking comfortable. Because for the rest of us who are in the middle class or who aren't even fortunate enough to be in the middle class, every day is a fucking battle. So
no, my problem. The other thing is that people gotta realize their privilege. Because not may Netflix as much as it sounds pretty affordable right now. Not everyone can have the luxury of streaming anything they want and being constantly entertained at home as a safety net that they have, that we have. So a little sensitivity goes a long, long way.
Basically, that's where a lot of the frustration comes from, I guess. It's not just the fact that the government or the administration has been mishandling the entire situation, but people in society aren't helping either. And whether you are an artista or an influencer or someone on the president's payroll who didn't even bother to do a same-day edit of the fucking pre-recorded conference from last night, you guys aren't helping, really. It's not very reassuring, and it's making the ECQ era something... it's making it fodder for people with anxiety.
So sobrang thoughtless yung process for the whole thing. I mean, like, there had to be some communication experts to have, you know, said that airing that version was a bad idea. But I mean, obviously we all know it could have still been cut down to remove every instance of the Duterte's rambling, but no, apparently that's the edited version, so I guess we're fucked.
Yeah. So on that note, while we're in the ECQ era, a lot of people have also been, you know, ang daming tanong. I think for us wrestling fans, the biggest question has been, is WrestleMania getting canceled? Because everything has basically been suspended, everything's been postponed or whatever, and up until a few hours ago, yung WrestleMania tuloy pa rin siya. And we got the news that as of recording, WrestleMania is still going to emanate from the Performance Center this time. It's still going to be April 5 US time, in front of a new attendance record of zero.
Edge makes his big comeback to an audience of nobody.
To be fair, Edge made his comeback at the Royal Rumble. That is what the
that counts.
His first singles match after 9 years is in front of zero people.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. It sucks that Drew McIntyre had to leave WWE to wrestle in front of hundreds of people, only to have his crowning moment in front of no people. Okay, let's get.
If it is his crowning moment, Stan, asterisk patay dyan.
I'm pretty sure that being in a WrestleMania match against Brock Lesnar is a crowning moment in itself. Whether or not he wins, I guess, is not that.
Especially for the title.
So, like, let's get our thoughts out on this one. I'm gonna start, and as much as I want wrestling to continue, as much as I am grateful to WWE for having some sense of normalcy into my routine by continuing to produce wrestling content for me to consume, I think this is a very bad idea. It's a horrible idea kasi kahit sabihin mo na wala kang audience, it's still a massive health risk to put all these people together. I don't think that social distancing will be possible in the locker room. Ano yun, are they going to have like 50 separate rooms for all the talent? Like, that's not possible.
Or in the ring, how are you going to stand 3 feet across each other and have a wrestling match? Diba? Come on.
Yeah, yung Andre the Giant Battle Royal pa lang, it's already a social distancing disaster.
Okay, so here's my take. I think this is really strange. It's definitely weird. But I do think it's kind of heroic on their end to still be, you know, going, putting the show on and entertaining everyone who's at home and everyone is quarantined despite the cost of, you know, having an empty arena WrestleMania. And at this point, as long as wala pa namang Rudy Gobert sa kanila, sa locker room nila, I think it's still okay to have the show proceed as planned as long as the roster is still healthy. If someone is testing positive for coronavirus between now and then, that's where the problem is going to be at. But as of now, since everyone is healthy, I'm still okay with this.
Ro, here's my question for you. Kasi sabi mo, as long as walang Rudy Gobert. But you have to remember that the wrestling industry is notorious for always hiding any health risks or any injuries, diba?
That's true, pero the company being the WWE being as big of a company as it is, there's no way they can't hide. There's no way they can hide something like this of this magnitude, especially when so many other people are involved still. So I'm erring on the side of you know, giving them the benefit of the doubt here. And as long as people are healthy, I'm okay with it. I do hope that people are still given the option to not participate without any repercussions, as with AEW and Tony Khan did. So sana may ganun pa rin sa WWE.
Yeah, I mean, if I were a lower card wrestler, I would parang kahit sabihin mo na WrestleMania spot pa rin yan, you know, fuck the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I'm not even going to be in there. Kasi, you know, sure. Again, massive health risk. And what about the production people, like the crew who have to set up everything at the performance center? Like, we're talking about the talents, but we're not talking about the people behind the scenes who have to work and also be exposed to whatever risks there are. And you have to keep in mind na everybody's going to be traveling pa rin for WrestleMania because, like, Brock Lesnar doesn't live in Florida. Edge lives in Charlotte. He had to drive, 17 hours to get to Raw kanina?
Yeah. At this point, WWE's got to do the right thing and, you know, give hazard pay for everyone. If you are doing the show, whether you're talent or crew, you get extra pay, get extra benefits. If you don't want to do the show, okay lang din sana. I mean, right now, my thinking is as long as it hasn't gone to shit yet, I'm sure they can still do this.
I don't think that they have to wait until it does go to shit. Like, prevention is always better than a cure, and I feel like it would be better off for the WWE to just postpone it a little bit further. Like, I get how you're gonna take losses, and it might not be great for us fans looking for something to hold on to in this time of need. But at the same time, I rather have the full product than just a half of it or even a quarter of it.
Well, you know what? I totally agree. I actually agree with this take. I'm glad actually that takeover Tampa Bay was canceled at the moment. I think something will still happen between now and then that will force the WWE to escalate their plan for WrestleMania. I think some sort of public sentiment will force them to change their plans. So I think all we have to do is hope and wish that they listen to everyone.
Camus, you wanted to say something kanina?
Yeah, dude. No, it's like, no, because Chino started it na parang cancel everything, prevent this parang that scenario of somebody with corona having to get in the ring and participate. But my thing kasi there is na, if you look at it, if you zoom out like really, really far, and you look at the plans that WWE has moving forward, we know, like all of us know, that WWE plans out these events, these storylines, everything to go off without a hitch for what? Half a year? 8 months ahead, diba? Na parang as early as now, we already know that the next WrestleMania is happening in LA. We know like where the endpoints are for a lot of these things that they have planned. So if they're forcing WrestleMania so that they can have a proper schedule and have the future things go ahead, ask them. I could buy that.
Yeah,
Kamus, lang talaga, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you mentioned something about postponing WrestleMania to a different date. There are rumors right now that WrestleMania could be rescheduled for June 7 at Madison Square Garden in New York. So, ako mas pabor ako dun.
And but, how far is that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 3
That's
months
June.
Away. It's 3 months away and WWE has to do so much to get from now to then. But I'm thinking even if June 7, diba, like think of all the travel plans that have to be readjusted and think about such a huge massive loss pa rin, from people who have to go, like who's going to go to the US in June? Who's going to travel for that shit?
Yeah, again a lot of things could happen between now and then. Maybe by June things would get so much better and you know, people will not be afraid to travel anymore.
I hope so.
You never know. It could happen.
I really hope so because, you know, as it stands, WrestleMania is looking like a big disaster, which is really sad because, you know, wrestling fan pa rin naman tayo. You know, we are still somewhat excited for WrestleMania. But on top of that, hindi lang WrestleMania affected. Syempre, you have all the other promotions around wherever WrestleMania is going to be held. And the biggest one that's taking a big hit right now is WrestleCon. So,
That's a mess.
We have to talk about that because it also made the rounds on Twitter. And right now, Chris Jericho is actually rallying people to go to Donald Trump so that he can go after Marriott. So here's the issue. The issue is that WrestleCon is trying to get out of its contract with Marriott over in Tampa, which is hosting the event. And I've been to WrestleCon, so I've seen it firsthand. Now, they don't just get one ballroom. They take up multiple ballrooms. I'm assuming may mga talents din na naka-check in dun. And then they also have a separate ballroom that they rent for the matches that they hold. So, ang daming services ng Marriott yung kinokontrata nila for the event itself, right? So, they're trying to get out of their contract, but now Marriott is putting its foot down, saying na until like the government says na i-cancel yung event, kasi kayo yung kusaan nag-cancel eh. It's a loss on our part, so we expect you, the client, aka WrestleCon, to still shoulder the bill. And that bill amounts to $114,202. Shit, ang lang pera nun, ha?
Okay, wait.
Yeah, especially, go
Chino first. Get your bid out.
Yeah, especially for something as small, I guess, as WrestleCon.
No, I mean, they're not WWE. Small, I'm sorry, I don't think it's small.
I'm not saying small in terms of hindi sila. Yeah, I'm saying small that if they take on the $100,000 bill, matatamaan sila ng malaki, unlike the WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right. Hey,
Kams, I want to get your take on this because you're someone who's worked in the hotel industry. I don't know kung
that's
may alam
the
about,
idea.
About the
meron, guys. Okay, so this is another thing that happens with corporations and acts of God, in quotation. So, in cases like this, usually you have a down payment, you have an initial down payment that is non-refundable, but guarantees that your event will go on. So like all of the rentals, all of the space that they've had, if things get rescheduled, they should at least have like some kind of cancellation fee, but minimal damage, not that much. Like even at the cost that's floating around out there, I doubt that it would ever amount to that much, even at the scale. Because it's like, maybe if it was $5,000 cancellation fee, na parang Marriott, you keep the $5,000, for something that big, because guaranteed business yan eh. If they're gonna lose out on guaranteed business, that's in an event like this, I don't understand. But it's so heartless on Marriott's end because most, like what I'm hearing coming out of the hospitality industry is that everyone's getting full refunds for in cases like this. Like locally, I haven't heard of anyone who's outrightly canceled and had a similar situation. And I know of events left and right that should be paying through the nose for stuff like this.
Thomas, isn't there a force majeure clause on their contract that could definitely get them off of this deal?
IELTS used to have a force majeure, but then in their case, I don't know what it looks like because Marriott's one of the bigger ones, one of the bigger hotel chains that they can do a lot and get away with a lot. So might be that.
Well, it's not because the force majeure or acts of God clause is basic contract law. So if something happens, you can't control. It kind of excuses you from fulfilling your
obligations.
Yeah, exactly.
I really think because to qualify as force majeure in the U.S. they would need something else because they can't just be like, oh, okay, this is not yet force majeure. Parang ganun yung pagkabasa ko.
Okay, so they're waiting for the government to declare, the local type of government to declare na bawal talaga. But haven't they already declared na di pwede magka-gatherings and, you know, events like that?
Yeah, basically, not that's what yet. Jericho is harping on. Sinasabi niya na Trump already said na no mass gatherings of more than 10 people. So, I can't believe I'm actually looking at Trump here. Pero kung sinabi na ni Trump, who is Mario to go over that, di ba?
Well, there's no enforceable local government thing. It's the same case in the lockdown that we have here. Na parang until there is an ordinance or a document that says exactly what Jericho wants. Ayan, wala pa. It's in the air. It's one of those, it should happen.
That turned out ni Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
So, okay. Another takeaway from this with, you know, WrestleMania and all the festivities getting canceled or rescheduled or postponed, however you want to call it, is sobrang laking talo to for the smaller companies and the talent, especially those looking to make a killing during WrestleMania season, yung mga retired wrestlers, independent wrestlers. Like, you meet and greet pa lang, someone like Ric Flair or Shawn Michaels make a lot of money from those already. And even if you're like a Joey Ryan or a Marty the Moth, ang laking pera pa rin yung pumapasok during WrestleMania season na nawawala or mawawala because of COVID-19. And it's really unfortunate for a lot of these wrestlers and talents.
You know who I really feel bad for? Sorry.
You know who I really fucking feel bad for?
Who?
The guys like D'Lo Brown who need all the money that they can get from people who are scheduling them for meet and greets as early as now, guys. D'Lo Brown of the world. Guys.
People like Mike Tyson.
People like Mike Tyson and D'Lo Brown, my friends.
He's a weed company, guys. He's fine. D'Lo Brown, on the other hand, he's not getting booked anywhere else anytime soon.
So, guys, D'Lo Brown has money.
No fanboys are going to meet D'Lo Brown, y'all. No fanboys are going to come all the way across the Pacific Ocean to meet D'Lo Brown.
I feel so bad for the D'Lo Browns of the world who need this money coming from real fans. Who want their autograph?
Kamus, you're horrible. You are a horrible human being.
I am a horrible human being, guys. I haven't had any Ken Warren Schadenfreude this week. We're not making fun of Ken Warren.
Did you
name drop somebody who isn't even on here? God.
I feel bad for our friend Ken Warren. I feel bad for our friend Chris Panzer, both of whom were supposed to fly out for WrestleMania. But as it stands, all flights will be banned in like 72 hours. So no one can really get in or out. So if anybody else in the Philippines or who listens to this podcast had plans for WrestleMania, you can flush them down the drain as well.
No, because I was looking forward to hearing the travel stories between Chris Panzer and Ken Warren from this mania about D'Lo Brown. We will be denied that, sir, because WrestleCon, Marriott, this is all on you guys.
Pretty sure you're moving on from D'Lo Brown. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so there. this whole quarantine is really nuts right now. But on the flip side, I guess meron ding konting benefit to it. Like, you know, we're spending time with our families. Well, except Chino. Chino lives alone right now. But like, we're spending time at home. For those of us who are fortunate enough,
if I get the COVID, I will die. There's no other way to look at it. I'll die here in my home alone.
Who's gonna find the body, Chino? I pity whoever
has to open my door to my bloated corpse.
No, Kamus, I think this is what's gonna happen. Chino will post an ad on Reddit. Some unlucky Redditor will fall for the bait, and then you'll open the door and find Chino there.
No, you have time before you die.
Oh, nga.
There is like
R for R.
Di naman mamatay agad pagka nakuha mo yung virus.
Oh, my incubation period pa yun. 14 days, di ba? Alright, so there. So what I was getting at is if you're bored and if you're really starved for wrestling content, marami naman. Like, you've got all these promotions who are releasing content, like on top of WWE who's been airing pa rin from the Performance Center. You've got Ring of Honor who just released 3 classic Bryan Danielson matches, which I'll get on after we record. You have all these other promotions. NJPW is also releasing some free matches right now. So
not just free matches. They have Tanahashi and Ibushi have the horniest talk show that's going on live right now, guys. It's pretty great. They just take off their shirts.
Speaking of horny, Soft On Demand also released the wanted free porn videos online. So you know what that means, right?
Yeah, you know their site crashed, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's back on.
Why is this new? The free material is so easy to find.
Yeah, I know.
It's just for people listening. It's out there in the world.
So going back to wrestling, you have a lot of this content that's been made available. And even outside of wrestling, you have local film companies like TBA Studios. You have Cinema One releasing certain parts of their catalog. So there's really no excuse for you to be bored out of your wits, I guess. And then who are we to talk? It's only day three.
Also, hey, guys like Chris Martin and John Legend are doing their part. They are planning to put out or have put out free concerts on Instagram. Good on them.
Yeah. So, you know, this is where we are right now as the enhanced community quarantine era begins. And it looks like this is going to be our new normal, at least until what, April 13? Ano yun? Pag namatay si Jesus, mamamatay rin yung virus. And like, pag Pasko ng pagkabuhay, we can all go out again and be normal. Like, is that how it's going to go down?
No, I think the hope is that in a month's time, they'll have their shit figured out. Until then, we have to suffer the blood of whatever chaos they're causing. So we just have to wait out a month for this all to die down, I guess.
Yeah, well, cyanide does, no?
Yeah, I hope it does. I hope it does. You know, I was looking forward to TakeOver Tampa and WrestleMania to an extent, the Hall of Fame. There are rumors going around right now, and they will have some sort of announcement for TakeOver Tampa, whatever that contingency plan is. As for the Hall of Fame, I'm guessing they're gonna try to put the speeches as content for Raw and SmackDown right after WrestleMania. So you know, you're gonna have
the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Juice and Thunder Liger.
Liger and Bulldog since the last time we were on, no?
Oh yeah, and the British Bulldog, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have Bulldog's kids, you'll have Batista, the New World Order delivering their speeches seguro in between Raw and SmackDown. I think that's content I'd actually tune in for.
Yeah, man. I mean, having Dave the Smith family back in the good graces of WWE is more than enough for me. You know how we bitch about the Hall of Fame and how it's arbitrary and all of that. But the British Bulldog should have been one of those guys that was in there so much earlier. And it's just...
How do you know it wasn't the other way around? Because it could have been the same way. I mean, the British Bulldog is a heart by marriage. And, you know, Owen's widow, Diana, doesn't want to induct Owens. How do we know that it's not the family who doesn't want to do anything to do with WWE?
Well, yeah, there is that. Parang, I was going to say, it could have been, it was long delayed because of things that were happening there on that front. But at the end of the day, it's like, we just wanted that to happen, right? Parang cement the man's legacy with this last trip, you know?
Yeah. I guess at this point, it's really all's well that ends well. I'm just happy now it's happening. I'm happy that people are getting their due respect, like Liger and Bulldog. I don't know if this is going to be the last announcement for this class of 2020. I think it is, because we're just like a couple of weeks away from WrestleMania itself. The Legacy Wing. Or yung Connor the Crusher Awardee, whoever that'll be there.
This year. I was actually going to say, Stan, are you still holding out for Christian?
No, I am not. I do not want him to get inducted this year din naman eh. So, next year na lang. Yeah.
Si Triple H yung Legacy Award winner dahil siya yung nag-commentary sa SmackDown.
Yeah. Let's talk about that really quickly, because I am a fan of Triple H just goofing off and being a dick on commentary. And how apparently he's really in with Reddit jokes and the memes on the internet and all that.
Yeah, he pays attention to Reddit. Who knew?
Yeah, very self-aware din yung pagparody niya sa pag-parody niya kay Vince, like, what a maneuver, what a maneuver. Like, he said that like twice or thrice. He also ribbed Mauro Ranallo. Siyempre si Michael Cole, ginago niya. Oh, isn't that vintage Michael Cole? Like, it's really good shit.
It's like the one of the only good things to come out of this ECQ era. You know, you get somebody like Triple H on commentary who isn't putting on a role as the game or the COO of the WWE. He's just being himself and just having fun, which is so perfect.
Yeah, and you know, you see the difference of a live promo in a crowd versus without a crowd. So like people like Edge, people like Roman Reigns and John Cena and Bray Wyatt can still cut really good promos kahit na walang crowd. And if I were a wrestler trying to learn how to cut a promo, these would be good material to watch. Because you can take a lot of shit from these promos.
Yeah, that Bray Wyatt promo against Cena was just, it delivered so much more depth. Yeah, more depth than it had any right to be than with the crowd. Ang galing.
Yo, now that we mentioned Cena, I think it's time to talk about that weird ass promo he cut about Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. See, let's talk about that.
It's super strange to, I mean, he mentioned about how Bray Wyatt's overhyped and he's lazy, things that don't make sense considering what we know about Bray Wyatt and the effort he puts in every incarnation of his character. So parang binigyan siya ng random script to just say about Bray Wyatt, and then they're trying to make it work, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, I was reading yung review ni Ricky Publico, our SmackDown reviewer on smarkhenry.ph. He tried to tackle it two ways. Like, on the meta level, that's basically what you brought up just now, Ro. But on the kayfabe level, he was saying na Bray Wyatt was lazy in the sense na he still blamed Cena for that loss 6 years ago, which caused, apparently, this downward spiral that led to The Fiend. So, if you're going to take it on that level lang, on that layer, I guess it makes sense. Pero you're right. We know Bray to be such a creative force.
Who's gonna take it at that level? Because hey, when you say someone's lazy, when you say someone's complacent, it doesn't really say a lot about their kayfabe character.
Right. Because you assume na these insults, these remarks are about the person behind the character.
It also doesn't make sense because since Bray Wyatt lost to Cena at WrestleMania 30, he's succeeded in more ways than one. He's been champion. He's been WWE champion twice. He's been, he's been in high-profile feuds and he's had success. So it doesn't make sense to me to call him lazy and complacent and overhyped. So he's, even if you take it in kayfabe, he still worked hard and succeeded and went against big names.
How would you rewrite that, though? How would you rewrite that Cena promo?
I couldn't sure because I don't know what angle I would take to approach it. All I have right now is just it's what they went with right now is super strange.
Yeah, I'm kind of stumped as well. Hindi ko rin alam how I would give Cena something to hold over Bray's head or something to rail against. I don't know about you guys, Camus, Chino. How would you rewrite that promo if you guys feel the same way as Rowan I do about it?
Camus muna, hindi ko pa napapanood eh. So I'm sorry.
Typical Chino, not doing his homework.
Not doing homework.
As a big Bray Wyatt fan.
You didn't even see it too.
No, the gist is Cena calls him lazy and overhyped.
No, that's what I get. Okay, get ko naman yung sinasabi niyo. But yeah. How do I rewrite it? I actually don't know. I am stumped. I don't think that, first of all, I don't think John Cena has the right to call anybody lazy and complacent after, you know, doing the whole movie deal that he's been doing now. So there's that. Although I think Bray called him out on it, right? Tama ba ako, no?
Not necessarily. Sinasabi lang ni Bray Wyatt na si Cena yung dahilan kung bakit siya nag-spiral. Yun lang.
It's interesting. Actually, I wouldn't know how to rewrite it at all.
Ikaw, Camus, like, how would you tackle this?
Because like what I see in this like this initial promo, this is the start of like their promo off. There's supposed to be an escalation here somewhere, no? How do you escalate this to something bigger, something, you know, jumping into the whole part-timer angle of Cena? The big deal kasi here is na, yeah, they could have, if this is the start, it's fine. Like, I wouldn't rewrite it too much if it's going somewhere. And usually, I have a feeling it is. like knowing Cena's ability and how much he pays attention to the product, it feels so shallow for him to do something like to pull off a promo like that. But I know how they build this stuff up. They need something to ramp up. Like if you guys remember last year, when did we get 10 years? When did we get 10 years? Like the week before, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks out of Mania?
I think 11 years promo ni Kofi.
11 years, sorry. 11 years promo ni Kofi, yeah.
Diba? Yeah, like a couple weeks before Mania.
2 weeks. 2 weeks before Mania. And that's a pretty freaking great promo. But the lead up, do you even remember the lead up into that? Diba?
Yeah. Barely. It was Kofi randomly taking yung spot ni Ali after Mustafa Ali got injured.
No, but then it's like, I mean the opponent's promos. Like if Bray is the good guy here, which it feels like, diba? Apparently he's the one with the redemption angle. Let's see where it goes, no?
I just found
I wouldn't say it's apples to oranges, Camus. Pero sige, roll.
No. I just found it strange, pala, that Cena's entire approach was that he was talking to Bray Wyatt as someone who was the top guy of WWE for the past, few months or so on SmackDown. So that was why it felt like he was bringing up some really meta shit, some really behind-the-scenes bullshit. So to me, I would just brought it back by having Cena attack Bray Wyatt for being a crazy, delusional, evil son of a bitch. I would have had him talk about why losing to Cena made him all even more evil and deranged. So I would have just gone that route and make it more hardworking and in line with the mythos that Bray Wyatt and The Fiend created for themselves.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, all of us have more time on our hands than we'd expected. So if you have any ways you want to tackle that Bray Wyatt promo, you can send it our way. You can hit us up at Wrestling2XPod or hit us up individually at _Stancy, at Rosewar, at Caveman Camus, at Chino Supersized. All right, anything else wrestling related or news related that you want to get into on this episode?
Well, Corona Mania has made the entire wrestling scene slow down. So there's not much to go about other than what we just discussed.
Sige, I'm going to make a call here and I'm going to end this episode because we've got other content to get to for the Wrestling Podcast. Stay tuned for that. We are still midway through March. And you know what that means? March Madness is still happening. Coronavirus be damned. So we're going to do this in future episodes that we will roll out. Here's what it'll tell you right now. It is March Madness of the best WrestleMania matches of all time, according to the Wrestling Podcast.
So far.
Yeah, so we're preparing the brackets, and when you hear our soft, velvety tones next, we're going to be breaking down our take on March Madness of the best WrestleMania matches of all time so far, right? In the meantime, magpipicks of the week pa ba tayo?
Yeah. I mean, I saw wrestling. I have time to see wrestling. So why the fuck not?
Okay. So yeah, my pick of the week will probably be the Edge promo because the guy drove 17 hours, apparently, from North Carolina in Asheville, where he lives, to the Performance Center. And he delivered a great promo. So I'm going to give Edge my pick of the week award.
All right. So yeah. My pick of the week is from last week's NXT UK, which is right now the only normal show happening because they were done with their tapings in Coventry. So there's a match there. Ligero versus Noam Dar. I'll take that.
Okay. I'll take mine because I do my homework and I'm not so sure about Chino. But I want to take the brawl of Ciampa and Gargano from the Performance Center. When they freaking smash the gym, gago, parang magre-remodel ba kayo? Is this part the WrestleMania setup plan?
I mean, WWE is losing money to coronavirus and they added to the expense sheet.
I know, right? Like, galit pa kayo sa pera?
Actually, yes, they are because their stock price is still dropping.
That's true. That's actually very true.
Chino, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is actually from last week's Raw. It's Rey Mysterio versus Angel Garza.
I.
All right, so there you have it. Our pick.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
If you guys have some wrestling you want to send our way, to alleviate the boredom, or to do whatever, hit us up on Twitter, right? As for everybody else, if you are just trying to get by, we feel you. We are all just trying to get by. And if you are a horn dog who is also trying to get by, I feel bad. I just hope that when we're all released from our collective cages, I hope you do not impregnate anybody, because I think there will be a spike in baby births come January.
And guys, please, don't use Zoom to masturbate, please, God. That's not what it's made for.
Why? No, use it. What no, is use it if there, no, 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 use it if it's there is not, consent. If there is
it's
consent.
Not what it's made for. It's made for productivity.
It is technology is made for innovation, man. What you can use it for however you want.
No, just no.
You mga may additional money dyan, if you want to send it our way or through PayMaya, what? That's great.
You want Matt? Oh, okay. Kala ko you want masturbation videos.
Wow, God damn it, guys.
Hold on. Let me finish the thought.
Finish the thought.
Additional money you want to send our way, we'll gladly accept it. But if you want to support other small business owners by supporting their OnlyFans or their many vids accounts, go right ahead. I can't blame you at this point because we all have needs. There.
Oh, I'm a small business owner.
Single proprietorship.
Are they not single proprietors?
Yun, they're not small business.
They're not all single.
Okay. Support these single proprietors because they're all
not all small either. Ah.
Yeah, that's about it. We're going to end this episode right here. Thanks to Babyface producer Ryan. Thank you to Podcast Network Asia. Thanks to Ro, Camus, and Chino. We're going to catch you on our next episode when March Madness begins here on the Wrestling Podcast. But until then, we are out of here.
Peace.
And then the ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Still adding the ding, ding, ding.
Yes, we will add the ding, ding, ding. Ryan.